कि जो लोग बिना नहाए खाते हैं उनकी जठरांगनी काफी डिस्टर्ब हो जाती है, मेटाबॉलिज्म बहुत कमजोर हो जाता है, लीवर बहुत कमजोर हो जाता है, इसलिए स्नान करने के बाद ही जठरांगनी में गर्माहट आती है और उनको कभी पित्त दोष नहीं होगा। बीमारी की मैक्सिमम वजह जो है हमारे आयुर्वेद के हिसाब से वो पित्त दोष की ही कारण ही सबको हो रहा है।
This was today's powerful message from the one who led the foundation of Amritam with his hard work and in-depth knowledge of Ayurveda, our very own Ashok uncle. And you know what? His presence on this season's very first episode makes the season even more special. Welcome to Season 2 of Rediscovering Self with Amritam. Amritam is an Ayurvedic lifestyle brand and wellness community growing globally, celebrating nature, beauty and mindful living. This is your host, Shweta Dalmia, and on this season, we together take the journey of building a healthier, happier and fuller life through the power of incredibly powerful Ayurveda. Yes, it's about our health, our happiness, and that too at our own place, our very own Amritam, your Amritam. Let's get started! I can't stop binge eating. Hey, are you going through this? I know it's difficult, but you don't have to worry. Today we have with us Diana to rediscover with us and to find some answers to this. So welcome Diana on Rediscovering Self with Amritam.
Hi, hello, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this topic.
So Diana, you know, like we often hear this that I cannot stop binge eating, you know, consuming large amount of food, feeling complete loss of control. I want to be healthy, but what do? I really want to be healthy, but why am I not able to stop binge eating? Actually, the interesting part is that you are someone who has had a very strong relationship with binge eating, and I know that you overcome the challenge of binge eating. So let's really start with that. What was your relationship with binge eating and how did you came out of it through the power of Ayurveda?
Yes, so my relationship with food is actually ongoing. So I did overcome binge eating, but then I stepped into overeating. So that's another story. But yeah, it's like an ongoing relationship. So with binge eating, this was a couple of years ago in my 20s when I was studying and living a very unstable lifestyle. Like every day was different, no routines, zero stability, a lack of stability in my life back then. And obviously I was trying to find this stability in eating and help to ground myself with eating. And what actually really helped me was when I got into a relationship with my partner and found like that love and stability and safety that was obviously lacking in my life back then, but I didn't realize it back then. So this was the most important thing. And then through Ayurveda, I found out how routines can help, especially routine around eating can help to give you this balance, because it's also a lack of balance.
So, you know, let's just first start with that. Why do we binge eat? Like, what are the reasons we binge eat?
Yeah, so it's highly individual why someone binge eatings, but there are like a couple of reasons. So, for example, the first one is emotional, absolutely important emotional reasons why you binge eat. Lack of love, lack of stability, of safety, of a feeling of abundance in your life, like something is lacking in your life and you're trying to fill this lack with food. And another thing is, of course, stress. We always eat also because of too much stress, because when eating, it grounds. When you eat, it's just grounding, so you feel more relaxed. And if you're stressed, you want to feel relaxed. So that's also a reason. And obviously, your digestion is impaired, so something is not working right with your digestion. This usually happens if you don't have regulate eating times around when you eat. You just sometimes you skip foods, sometimes you eat too much, so there's no balance when you eat. So diet definitely, and lifestyle. And usually also what I saw with binge eating, it's also like a habit forming practice, like a coping strategy. Like if you're having too much stress, too much pressure, or you can't deal with the situation, and then it's like the first easiest thing to do is just to eat something to feel better in that moment. But after that, you're feeling guilty, shame, a lot of shame around it, and like a lot of feelings and emotions around that. And it's like a vicious circle. So at first, it may be helpful to use it as a coping strategy, but then on the long run, you have to find something else, because if not, it's going to just not change the situation. You're going to keep doing it, and it's going to impair your digestion. And on the long run, you know, in Ayurveda, there's this concept of prajna parada. So it means you know it's wrong what you're doing, but you're still doing it and you can't stop doing it. And on the long run, this is a main cause of disease, because it impairs your digestion. So you have too much food way too quickly, mixed foods, and too much in one sitting, so your body just can't digest it. And when your digestion is not going well, all of your system is not going well. So on the long run, it can really lead to diseases, serious diseases you don't want to deal with. So
while I know that, you know, binge eating is not right for me, say, or I exactly know that, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. So why do we feel that loss of control? Because when we know that it's not right for us, so what is not letting us stop? And how do I fix this? So I want to know two things from you, actually, that how do I control myself? Like even when I'm eating, when I'm binge eating, somewhere in the subconscious minds, we know that what I'm doing is not right. And maybe after a certain point of time, I'm going to regret. So during that point, what can I do to stop binge eating or to stop what I'm doing at that moment?
Yes. So what has helped me was trying to incorporate. It's really not easy in the beginning, because obviously you lose control. So you need to control yourself in the beginning and be disciplined. And just as much as you can, try to incorporate regulating resources before you binge eat, and especially after, so you don't feel that guilty. Because if you eat and eat too much and you can't digest, and after that you're having this mixed feelings, you can't digest even nothing at all, and it's like much worse than if you just eat it and then don't think about it. So try to regulate your system before you start to binge eat, like, you know, just 5 deep belly breaths, and try to understand what has caused this. Why are you in this situation? Was it a person? Was it a situation? You felt too much pressure, and just to notice it and maybe write it down. So you have done that. And after that, you know, you can, sometimes you just need to binge eat and it's okay and you can do that. But this is like, these are the first basic steps where a change can happen. And if you repeat it, you'll notice over time you maybe don't need to binge eat, or just a little bit, so it gets less. So deep breaths, going for a walk, taking more sips of warm water, just this calms the system also down. So trying to get out of this stressful situation which you are trying to cope with food, try to cope before that with other things, like also, you know, tapping on your face or on your arms is also very calming. Alternate nostril breathing, you know, where you breathe through the left nose, hold it for 4 seconds, breathe through the right nose, and then again through the right nose, hold it, and through the left nose. This is very, very balancing for the whole system, like especially if it's emotional, this helps to balance out the emotions, the mixed emotions you have. This is also great for PMS, for example. Or, you know, doing legs up the wall, like putting your legs up the wall and stay there for 5 deep breaths. And then after that, you can still, if you still feel the need to binge, you can just have some food. And then after you're having, this is also very important, because after that you just feel horrible. It's like everything is much worse than before. because all of these mixed feelings. And after that, do the same, you know, go for a walk, forgive yourself, because you're not gonna change the situation, because it's also it happened. So just try to forgive yourself for that and say to yourself, okay, next time I'm not gonna go into this and gonna try other coping strategies. And then also dysregulating resources like tapping, orienting, deep belly breaths, going for a short walk, talking with people. This is something you need to talk about with someone, be it an Ayurvedic doctor, Ayurvedic practitioner, your best friend, parents, a somatic therapist. This is also very helpful. But you need to talk about this topic and not hold it, because also when you binge eat, you do it alone. This is something you do alone. And I also recommend to try to eat with the community, like not eating alone usually when you eat, to eat with others and avoid as much as you can to eat alone. I know it's not easy. In the past 2 years, it hasn't been easy to do this. But this is something that also helps.
So we talked about that, okay, while we are binge eating, these are things that we could do before binge eating and after binge eating. But what are some of the things that we can incorporate in our daily lives? What Ayurveda actually tells us, which can really help us stop binge eat?
Yeah, so in Ayurveda, it's all about the basic of everything is all about ahara and vihara. So your diet and your lifestyle, your what you're eating and when you're eating, your routines. And this is something that it's very helpful to bring in to support over time. It's not going to happen but maybe in 1 month or in a couple of weeks, you can already see results. So have your meals every day at the same time. Don't skip your meals. Have breakfast at the same time, lunch, dinner, and a snack in the afternoon. The snack is very helpful, I find, for binge eating and overeating. So you don't leave too much hours between the meals. So for example, if you have breakfast at 8:30 or 9, then you have lunch at 1, a snack at 3-4 p.m., and then dinner. Also try not to have dinner too late. This is also like you wake up in the morning early and you go to sleep early, always orienting to the circadian rhythm with the sun. You know, when the sun goes up, you wake up. When the sun goes down, you... And also in dinner, try to have not too heavy foods, because, you know, it makes sense. Lunch should be your heaviest food because the sun is shining bright and then your digestion is also the best, but also because you are working throughout the day, so you need that fuel. But then at night with dinner, you go to bed, so you don't need that much, actually, just a soup or something light. Red rice gruel is my favorite at the moment. It's super light to digest and very nourishing. You go to bed, so you don't need that much fuel. You're not going to exercise or do anything, you know, you're just going to go to bed and rest. And also your liver is going to have the time to purify your blood and your hormones, and it's not going to be, she's not going to be bothered by digestion because there's not so much food to digest. So this kind of routines are very, very helpful to give you this stability and safety in your own body. And of course, in the morning, abhyanga, oiling your body with sesame oil, with warm sesame oil. This is like also easy to implement. It's 10 minutes and it's for the whole day. Your system is balanced, is grounded, because there's this heaviness of the oil. So you wash it off after, but still you have this oil on your body, and it's also very nourishing. So food doesn't always have to be through the mouth, it's also through the skin, and that's what I love about Ayurveda.
And it's incredible, you know, how can, you know, for example, oiling our body can really help us, you know, overcome binge eating. Like, that connection to me is somewhat, you know, incredible, that the way everything is interlinked.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you massage and oil your body and, you know, in Sanskrit, the word for oil is snehana. Snehana, and this also means love. So this is not a coincidence, I think. And when you oil, like you feel your body, and there's just this automatic love that comes, even if you don't notice it in the beginning. You're just like, maybe in the beginning, you're just like, okay, I have to oil my body, I have to do this and this. But then day by day, you're enjoying it, and it feels good, and it's nourishing, and something loving you are doing for yourself.
No, definitely. And Dinah, like, tell me this thing, that is there a relationship between mindful eating and binge eating?
So I would say these are total opposites. So when you're mindful eating, you're really in the moment, in the present moment, you're with your food, all your all your senses are focusing on the food, like how does it smell, how does it feel, how does it look. And when you're binge eating, you're totally not in the present, you're like dissociating, so you're not in your body, and you're just swallowing it all without chewing properly, too fast. You're somewhere else, and you're just trying to feel something that's missing, be it emotional or physical, in your body. And
so can mindful eating really help us, you know, overcome binge eating?
Yeah,
and absolutely. What should we be doing if we want to eat more mindfully?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like a training, or you need to train yourself and be.
And how do we train ourselves? Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah, so some ideas would be to use smaller dishes when you eat, because in this way you don't eat too much quantity at once. Using chopsticks, also you automatically eat slower. These are like a couple of tricks you can do. And also when you eat, put down your cutlery, so you have time in between. Like some basics, and of course always sit down when you eat, because this is the best alignment for your digestive tract to digest your food better. Sit down, eat slowly, and after you eat, take 5 minutes for yourself. Maybe sit in Vajrasana pose. This also helps your digestion. And go for a short walk. And especially, this is also good if you have binge eating after and you're feeling bad and your stomach aches. Lay on your left side. This helps your digestion also. Just lay on your left side. This activates your digestion even better. It has to do with the right nostril. But don't fall asleep. Like, whatever you do, don't sleep after you eat something, because this is not good for your digestion. This slows your digestion down, and not recommended.
So would you say that like binge eating is not good for our body?
Absolutely not. I would say it's very harmful. You just don't see it. It's something you don't see. I would even compare it to people who cut themselves, you know. I would say it's the same, because you're harming your body. You just don't see it. It's not visible for anyone. And you have like undigested food in your system, and then with this everything starts to get worse, like your sleep, your hormones, everything.
You know, tell me this thing, that once, say, someone has binge eaten, and we know how harmful it is, so what are the few things that person could do to cope up, you know, like to cope post binge eating?
Yes, so I would say definitely go for a walk after. Go out. Go for a walk, best in nature if you can be. Take deep breaths, forgive yourself. It has happened, you know, you can't change it, but you can change what is going to happen the next time. So think about that. And also write down your feelings, like dump your feelings onto the paper and then burn it. This is also like a ritual that can help to let go of that pressure, because there's also a lot of pressure you have, and you want to regulate that with binge eating.
And are there any, you know, practices, or say, for example, some drinks or certain things we could do to, for example, say, you know, help us post effects of binge eating that our body has?
Yeah, so you can chew on roasted fennel seeds for example, like 1/2 teaspoon of roasted fennel seeds, chew on them, but chew on them very well. Don't swallow them too early, chew on them very well. Or have a fennel tea, a small cup of fennel tea, or dry ginger water post-eating. Also, like I mentioned, laying on your left side after that, this also helps. You know, also just gently massaging your belly. This is also very sitting in Vajrasana pose. Think.
And like Diana, basically like it's only through routine that one can stop binge eating. Are there any other ways which one can follow, which can help someone stop binge eating?
I would say yes, to get help from someone like I did, to find a partner. this was actually very funny in my situation. It just stopped from one day to the next. This was very, obviously very emotional thing that I had. So yes, just talking openly about it, this takes away the shame you have around it. And also it makes you realize it's really like a disease. So it's not your fault and you need help and you can get help and it will change. So you can change it. It's not something you have to live with. And it makes you realize it's really a disease, because it's also, you know, it's not talked about much. Not everyone knows what binge eating is. It happens behind closed doors, you know. It's not visible, and it's important to talk about it.
You know what I would say that to our listeners also, that but the fact that we are ready to make a change, we're ready to be 1% better than yesterday. We might fail, we might not succeed, or we might succeed. But the fact that we are ready to take that chance in ourselves, the fact that we're ready to move forward once again, matters. And like, we're extremely proud of each other, we're extremely proud of you for trying to do that. So Diana, I would like to actually give a message for people out there who are struggling through this challenge, who are wanting to be better, who are wanting to stop this thing, and who are wondering every day if I can ever stop binge eating.
What my message would be?
Yes, your message. Okay. Message from the powerful and courageous Diana, who actually overcome this challenge of binge eating in her own life.
Yeah, so I would actually say this for any disease you have, not only binge eating, that it's possible to solve it. You just have to find the right person, the right method for you. But regardless of what disease you have, the change is possible, and it's something, it's just showing yourself something isn't right in your life, so you need to change. Finding the right person, the right method for you, and definitely there's some change involved in it, like really lifestyle, diet change, and then it's all gonna change your whole life too. So that's why in each disease I see something, there's also the other side, there's something good about it. You just don't see it in the moment. And I know what I'm talking about, because I had also rheumatoid arthritis. And this was obviously because of binge eating and overeating, because my digestion was impaired. And I was feeling very alone. Like, I felt like no one can understand me. I'm alone. No one can help me. Only I can help myself. And I don't wish this feeling to anyone, because it's terrible. You have to find your methods, the person who can help you. And then you can overcome it, and it's going to change your life for the better. And then you'll end up being thankful. I never understood before why people say they are thankful for the disease they had, you know. But now I do. And it's something you can't imagine now in the moment, because everything is awful. But it's possible, and it's going to happen. And just reach out for help. Get help. And it's definitely possible to change. And just you yourself can know what and why it's happening. But you need support in the first steps to overcome it. You do need some support.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing this with us today. And thank you for doing what you do. We are incredibly proud of you. And we love what you've done. And we love the way you've come out of it.
Thank you so much. That's lovely to hear. And this empowers me to keep on going. And thank you.
Thank you, Diana.